Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. Wow. What's going on in hip-hop tonight, my nigga? It's been a wild... Since Christmas time to now, it's been real crazy, whether it's battle rap, media niggas going at each other, whether you got Uncle Murda and Mad Skills going at it. You got Joe Budden and Eminem, you know, Bizarre's coming out, Eminem, 50 Cent said he's going to bring it to Joe Budden. Shit is crazy. You also got the guest that's coming on tonight. In a second, he should be calling up. I need to understand what's going on. What are we doing with Daylight and Loaded Lux, man? What are we doing? I've been very critical of Daylight throughout the years. I felt like he doesn't go out his way to win battles. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast, your boy, three-letter man. Salutations to all. I like what I'm seeing, whether it's in battle rap, whether it's hip-hop. I love what I'm seeing, whether it was Uncle Murda and Mad Skills having it back and forth, whether it's Eminem coming back on a Chloroseptic fucking remix. And damn, M, I apologize, my nigga. I apologize, but M, to keep it funky, I still don't like Revival. I appreciate, you know, whether niggas want to say Joe Budden was on some funny style shit for coming at his boss or his label mate or the nigga that put him on, or Shady, if you want to go there, I get it. Also, Daylight going at Loaded Lux, my nigga. I'm loving all these diss tracks of hip hop. Let me get this guy up in here, man. Hold up. Quill, what's good?
Yeah.
Let's talk, my nigga. What's goody, man? Let's talk, Dave.
Hey,
what's
man, poppin'? I'm in my Danny Myers verse, dog. I'm only trying to help restore order to this shit, dog.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
All. I'm trying to restore order, dog. That's all.
Okay.
2018.
Everybody gotta die, bro. That's it. I'm sick and tired of playing. I'm tired. That's it. I'm just tired. I'm tired of the talk. I'm tired of debates. I'm just tired. People gotta die. I try
now,
to save people,
put people
in position.
You're not new to coming at. You're not new, whether it's something that happens in the public world or current events, and you'll take them and flip a song about it. Am I shocked that you went at Lux? No. This might sound disrespectful when I say this, Dave. You can tell me shut the fuck up. It's all good.
Yo, shut the
when
fuck up.
When I press
up,
play,
yo.
I'm like, all right, cool. when I press play, Dave, I was like, okay, I like the beat they picking. Hey, where we going? What fucked me up, Dave, was you can rhyme, my nigga. Like, I always say this, like, to me, yo, you rhyme better on beats and just rhyming that you do battle rap rhymes, in my opinion. And I think by me saying that, that's a credit to you that you don't have to depend on just battle rap rhymes.
No. I believe that. I do. And I'll explain why, but go ahead.
So I'm hearing the joint and I'm like, yo, this nigga's wordplay is like off the meter right now. Like, this nigga's taking words and just like the way he's chilling and pausing here and going back into the flow and da da da. Like, my nigga, I got a scheme for those who say that I'm leaving. I kill every branch. I'm on a nigga's treatment. Why is this nigga talking about? Like, what made you come out of Lux? I know there's a battle that you want. Is that what we're doing?
Nah, I don't even want a battle. I just wanted to put it in there. But look, the thing is this, right?
I'm going to tell you what bothered me the most, right? What bothered me the most is ending 2018, and I'm seeing niggas tweet who should get Lux next. And in these tweets, niggas is talking about Twerk, Briz Rothstein.
Okay.
What are y'all niggas talking about, dog? Shut up.
Let's break those individuals down.
Man, y'all
don't
get
all
them
right.
Stupid-ass kids killed, dog. They don't rap enough. Look, let me tell you niggas this, dog. Y'all niggas can't do songs. This is why y'all don't stand a chance.
Y'all niggas are battle rappers. You'll never be able to beat a rapper. I'm trying to explain this shit to these kids. They battle rappers, dog. These other vet niggas, they rap very well. You're not going to beat a rapper in a small room. Niggas going to rap circles around you, long pause and rapping ass niggas. Niggas taking 70 years to break up words and shit. So when I walk into the store and I turn around, you going to get your dumb ass smoke trying to break up all them stupid ass syllables. Look, what I'm saying is this, dog. I'm telling niggas this. 2018 ain't no more running, ain't no more none of that. Ain't no more nothing, ain't no more talk, ain't no more who should battle who, ain't no more none of that. You gonna battle me, nigga, and that's it, and that's all, and I'm gonna end your fucking shit. That's it, ain't no more plan, ain't no more, we don't want to know what Daylight gonna do. I don't want to hear what I'm gonna do. Your last battle, you dress up as a fucking Karate Kid. Nigga, fuck what I'm gonna do. I don't give a fuck about none of that. My last battle, I rap for real. Your last battle, you dress up as Karate Kid. So stop asking me what I'm gonna do. Fuck all of that.
But Dave, fuck but Dave, all. Gotta ask what you, but Dave, to play devil's advocate, come on, my nigga. We have to ask what you're gonna do. Even though I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you done with the antics and the crazy shit. Am I right on that?
So no, I'm not done. But look, my thing is this, all right? Would I be wrong, right? I just want to know this. Would I be wrong, right?
Okay.
If me and Lux get booked and Lux show up as like a Dragon Ball Z character or something, would I be wrong for just walking out the venue?
So you said you're gonna walk out if Lux came out there?
But would I be wrong? You would be wrong, Dave. No, but why though? Why when niggas is telling me not to do nothing? But this is the same nigga
that
has had an
small room, no Daylight.
No, in the choir room.
No, did that shit, my nigga.
But that it's a difference because Queens Flip asked me to do that, right?
Okay.
It was not like a choice. It was the Queen Flip was like, "Yo, Dave, I need something for my choir room to help make this shit go viral." He asked me to do that. It wasn't like I was like, "Yo, this is what I'm gonna do." Nah, he literally asked me to do that because prior to that, the day before the Queen Flip battle, I had a battle in Philadelphia, and that shit was planned for me and Bliss Creed. I mean, Bliss Creed had like a whole show we was gonna do, and the fucking event ended up not going down. So Queens Flip was like, "Yo, could you please do that shit in the choir room just for me? Come on, Dave, please." And then I did it for Flip. But what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck about the antics. Let's just leave all of that shit last year. It's a brand new year. Let's just leave all the antics last year. That goes for my antics. That goes for Lux's antics. That goes for anybody who's doing antics. Let's leave it last year. Nigga, last year was probably the wildest year ever. You seen nigga dressing up like Bruce Lee. You seen nigga Bonnie Godiva pulling dildos on stage. You seen niggas lighting fireballs. You seen niggas lighting fireballs in battles. You seen niggas getting robbed. You seen last year you seen that damn everything but rapping. Right? So let's just leave all of that shit last year. This year is the rap year. And what I mean by that is not only in battle rap, in the hip hop game in general,
okay,
this is the rap year. Everybody is in their bag right now. Shouts out to King Lowe's. Shouts out to Eminem. Shouts out to nigga Black Thought. Shouts out to niggas in their bag this year. Everybody.
Let me ask you, what made you drop this track though? Like, I know you said, I guess you're looking at it like, everybody gotta get it, right?
It's not even a shot, dog. It's just to show niggas, I do this, bro. It's not a shot. Like, it's not, the shot is just the title shot. Like, it's just the title, like, look this. But the moral of the record is to show niggas, I do this, bro. Like, it's not a debate who's the nicest nigga at this shit. I do this. Dog, I got so much shit like that just sitting on my computer, dog. I can end the music community with all this shit that I got sitting on my computer, dog.
I ain't gonna lie, though, man. You be getting a lot of love on social media the last couple hours, though.
My nigga, I can't hold you. I'm seeing everyone
that shit
saluting you.
That's viral.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Viral, dog. That thing, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't had this much traction social-wise since I dropped the Drake Uncharged Up shit. It's kind of real right now.
It's got to be a good feeling.
It's
got to be a good feeling for a nigga like you to write some rhymes and get the reception that you're getting as an artist.
Yeah. And see, the thing with battle rap world, right? The thing with the battle rap world and the thing with this world in general, it's a hate and love world, right? They hate you when you're down. They love you when you're up. But they don't really necessarily hate you. Like, if Chris Unbiased get out of jail right now and go, man, I changed my life, man. I'm trying to do for the better. Niggas would be right back cool with him again. So what
you
I'm
really
saying
think
is,
that, though? You really think that, though? They like...
Hey, bro, I got naked on stage and said I smashed P. Diddy, and niggas got over it.
That's a little different than the accusations that was alleged on this man's jacket.
But I'm saying,
if
he get out, then evidently he didn't do something too bad.
That's a fact.
Then that means some of the charges probably was dropped or something was dropped if he get out. Now, if he get out like 15 years later, then we need to crucify that nigga. But
I'm saying is we live in a world where it's give and take, especially with me. A lot of niggas hate me, but they don't hate me based on the simple fact that they just don't like me. They just don't like me because they know that I could be good and I do stupid stuff.
That's me.
So whenever
you got to stop. I totally agree with that assessment you have. And I think I'm one of those people that feel that way. That is well put.
Like,
are you? The critique.
It's
are
not
you
like niggas be like, yo. It's not like niggas like, yo, I hate that. I never listened to nothing he ever did.
Now, that's not the case. Niggas is like, yo, I know this nigga could be one of the nicest, but he choose to do stupid shit. And for that reason, I don't like him. But whenever he's in his bag, I'm a fan. And right about now, I'm in my bag and it's looking very good. Boy, them Daylight fans coming out the crevices.
Now,
nigga, like,
you,
yo,
you
nigga, I've been fucking with you since the locksmith battle. Like, nigga, what? I've been fucking with you since Password. Like, nigga, where did you come from?
Throwbacks.
Nigga be coming out the woodworks when you do something good.
Oh shit! I like your Philly Sway battle. I like your Philly
I just seen you and Young Wiz. Like, nigga, that shit on VHS. Nigga, how did you see that?
Oh my god, this nigga.
Yo, niggas be coming out the woodworks, bro.
But
what you about to say though?
But Dave, let me ask you: is there a pecking order to battle Lux? Like, you had the names JC, Verb.
No.
Your name's
been
in the equation before.
This is the thing, right? You know how Lux say, like, I battle who the fans want me to battle? That's not true. That's a lie. Nobody wanted you to battle Arsenal, and nobody wanted you to battle Clips.
That's true. I'm sorry, Ars, you my nigga. Clips, you my guy, but that's
no,
true.
Not
I ain't saying this with Daylight's on here. I've said that before.
I didn't really
care for him in Arsenal.
Not saying that him and Arsenal is a bad match, because I think Arsenal is a very talented and skilled battle rapper. But we going by popular demand, and nobody in battle rap asked for that. Nobody in battle rap asked for him and Clips. At the time him and Clips was battling, nigga, everybody wanted to see me and Lux, or everybody wanted to see Verb and Lux at that time. Right? So
I got to keep it real, Day. I was hating on that. When niggas are telling me, you're three. Put some respect on Daylight.
But I'm saying, Lux,
fuck are you talking about, nigga? I'm like, all right, my nigga.
Regardless of whether you didn't want to see it, there was maybe 95% of the battle rap community wanted to see
that. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Right? And it didn't happen. And the crazy part about it is the money was there and all that, and it still didn't happen. So at that moment, I realized something. I said, I see what it is. I see what's going on, right? He's a smart person. He's a stupid smart nigga, but he's a chess player, right? He sit in the park and play chess for hours, right? We know that. Like, I have videos. I've crept up on him.
What is the movie Fresh? What is the movie
nigga,
Fresh?
I've prepped up on him and filmed him without him even knowing. Like, nigga in the park for like 4 hours just playing chess, gambling, right? So my thing is this, right? He's a chess player, so he's most definitely going to play the right chess moves. And he's going to take the right people. For example, he got his eyes set on JC. Why? Because it's easy pickings. JC is easy pickings for Lux, bro. P. People don't
get
that.
Is that disrespectful to daylight? Is that disrespectful to daylight?
No. Let me tell you this, right? The problem with these battle rap niggas is they don't really understand what type of person they're fighting, dog. They don't get it, right? I just said this earlier. Let's just say this, right? JC and Lux got set up, right? And Lux came in there, spit that flex verse on JC. JC would have went to the moon. Right? Do you agree or disagree? He would have went to the moon. This is the problem. They don't understand, dog. In order to beat niggas like this, you must learn how to rap on tracks. You must learn how to do what you do on tracks. It's a different flow and algorithm and rhythm to when you rap on tracks. If that Lux from the Funk Flex would have showed up on Volume 2 versus JC, it would have been history for JC. Then you know what Lux would have said? I don't have to battle Daylight or Verb. I just killed the pen, nigga.
Okay, I see where you're going with that. Okay.
So what I'm saying is this. I threw that record out there to end all the debate. At this moment, that's what is in the air. Nobody want to see no Lux and Twerk. That shit, none of that matters right now. Come get in the ring, dog.
But well, hold on, Daylight, do you think it's the age difference, though? Is the age difference? I think the young boys that's 25 and younger that's just started watching battle rap a couple years ago, you know, the infatuation had with Twerk. Because you know what? Me and Jazz the Rapper spoke about this a month ago, that Twerk has been on every URL card since he battled Dougie. So you obviously see the push that he's getting.
It wasn't. No, you don't even get it. No, they wasn't rocking with Twerk like that. My nigga, they was not rocking with Twerk like that, nigga.
He was on every card,
though, Jazz and shots. No, shouts out to Jazz and shouts out to me. We pumped that. Me and Jazz made that hype. After that Dougie battle, me and Jazz was telling everybody online there is a nigga named Twerk that shut the building down. We got the buzz going. Twerk is an X-Men when nobody cared about Twerk. Nigga, was he in my X-Men group or not?
Exactly. Yes, that's true. That's a fact.
So what I'm saying is this, right? We helped that brand. We helped people get the eyes on Twerk. Once Twerk got the eyes, he utilized. He did what he did. But Twerk learned a valuable thing about battle rap. He learned how to lose. A lot of these niggas don't understand how to lose. He learned how to lose.
Elaborate for the idiots that don't know what you mean by that.
Look, what you dumb niggas got to understand, right? It's like the Goku theory or it's like the Power Rangers theory. You got to get your ass kicked to get better. You got to. Twerk got his ass kicked by Mike P. He got his ass kicked by Cortez. And who else he got his ass? He got his ass kicked by somebody else, too. Do any of those losses matter?
Gluizzi's debatable.
Him and Gluizzi's debatable. But what I'm saying, do you even care about any of Twerk losses? Do you care?
Nope. No.
None. He lost his way to JC and won. That's all that matters. So what I'm saying is he understood. He learned the valuable thing. I told Twerk early in his career, dog, it's not about winning. Once you see, Twerk did what veterans do. Twerk has a catchphrase. Twerk has a slogan. Twerk has a look. Dog, he wears the hoodie. He's aggressive. He has a put him in a coffin. Well, what do you call it? I mean, I'll put him in a coffin, clap you in a coma. Like, all of that shit is veteran veteran shit. He has a slogan. That's veteran shit, dog. So he had the right plan, and it worked, and he's there. But what I'm saying is this, right? Twerk is my nigga. He's most definitely fire, and he's most definitely better than a lot of people, right? Because he understands. He's a smart nigga. Like, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Twerk way smarter than y'all think he is. He's not he's not a regular nigga. He's smart, dog. The nigga's book smart. Extremely book smart. But what I'm telling people is, and it goes for all the upcoming MCs, you have to be a rapper to battle a nigga like Lux, dog. Not a battle rapper. You have to be a rapper. That's why I say, like, you got niggas like Verb. You got to select few niggas that understand this. Me and Verb were just talking about this shit on the phone last night. You got to understand what you're dealing with before you fight it. Like, same thing I told T-Top. Like, you got to understand what you're dealing with before you fight Mook. The same thing I tell everybody. A lot of these niggas be so caught up in their own brand and their own career that they don't really understand what they fighting.
But they like you're a different cat though, man, because you don't care about, I'm not saying you don't care about money, but we've never really hear you harp on money and, you know,
Let me tell you why I don't harp on money. I got good credit for one. My credit score is extremely high. I can walk in any car lot and walk out with my credit score is extremely high. I can walk in any credit store and walk out with anything I want, zero down. On top of that, I profit very well outside of battle rap. I keep telling niggas, my name is Devon Campbell. I'm a professional photographer and videographer. I eat very well outside of battle rap, so it's never really for the money for me.
Never. It's never for the money for me. It's more about the sport. Like, the money will come, but it's more about the sport. And then, you know, I just ask niggas to treat me fair. That's all.
Mm.
But in this case, we talking about rap. We talking about rap.
Is that a battle you want, though, man? Let's break this down. Is that a battle you want right now?
If Lux upped right now and said, I accept Daylight battle, Daylight, do you want a battle? I would reply, no.
Huh? Yeah. What?
No, nigga, you don't just... No, it don't work like that, though. You don't just...
I'm lost,
dude.
Hold on, my nigga. Hold on a minute. You make a diss track, and if this man says, all right, Dave, I'm ready to dance, you going to say no?
Yep.
I'm a lost nigga. I'm a lost nigga, Lux. Somebody help me. I'm a lost nigga, they like,
please explain this to me, my nigga. What? I don't get it.
You're a wild nigga anyway, man.
So what you do,
yo,
you're a fucking dirty scientist,
this
man.
Is called,
so I don't know.
This is
what's
called,
up your sleeve? Yeah.
This is called heartburn, right? It's called heartburn. Imagine you come off your high horse. You on your high horse. You come off your high horse, the battle. Nigga just like, nah, I'm good. I'm going home. Like, you'd be fucked up mentally, right?
Yeah, that will fuck my head up. Like, that nigga
yeah,
did all that shit. I'm down to battle. Like, what the fuck is that about? Like, this
nigga be fucked up. Nigga be fucked up. Nigga, I go on a 2-year, like, nigga, stop calling my name out, bro. Like, I ain't even worried about you.
Man.
I'm dropping albums.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm dropping albums and shit. I got other shit to worry about than battle some bum-ass battle rap, nigga.
But seriously, you would do that, though? You would decline?
Oh, you bullshit. You don't decline. On some real shit?
Man, look, Lux has said this shit in numerous interviews, dog. We've been talking about it. I talk to the nigga a lot. It's not like we don't talk to each other. We talk a lot.
So
we're
talking
to DM.
The
conversation is this, dog. There's two things in this conversation. The first thing is they want too much money.
Okay, that's yeah.
They want way
that's
too
when
much
you said you asking for 90K.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna get.
Yeah, you want too much money, right? On top of that, he wants the contract to state that I can't do no antics and he can.
So what's the problem? You're a risto,
that's
dude.
Fair.
Like, you're a risto, man. Yeah, it's a risto,
dude.
You my guy,
that's
but it's
fair.
A risto, dude. It's a risk.
No. I don't care if it's a risk or not. Do you believe that that's fair?
Listen, if you want to battle Lux, people are looking at the longevity that Lux has had. Is it fair?
Is
anything
fair?
Fair?
So you mean to tell me in your brain, right? Inside your three letterman brain of yours,
yes,
you are trying to come up with a way to tell yourself that it's fair for him to be able to dress up like however he want, but I can't
do anything.
So wait.
You're gonna take it the extra mile, though, Dave.
I don't give up, my nigga. Every gimmick he has done was way bigger than mine. Everyone. I didn't come to a battle with 95 niggas dressed as Black Panthers. I didn't come with 65 old ladies with calico obituaries and caskets. I don't never do gimmicks that far.
So what I'm saying is this, right? We show up to a small room, right? Let's just say this nigga show up with, nigga, in a Power Ranger outfit with all the Power Rangers, nigga, five more Power Rangers with him, nigga, then in the third round, nigga, he called the Megazord, nigga, then it's like a big old nigga, Megazord,
troll
nigga,
God.
He'll do some shit
troll
like that.
God,
I'm not, my nigga, he
God.
Was just dressed up as Bruce Lee. What the fuck are you talking about?
But, Dave, you taking an extra mile, my nigga. You taking the extra
nigga,
mile. He still gonna
you
come
think,
rap. And you, come on, there. You a slave against Pat Stay. Come on,
did
my
I
nigga.
Rap?
Like, cool.
Did I rap? Did I rap? Did I rap? Slave or not, did I rap? And I beat Pat Stay word for word. Did I rap?
I don't.
Did I rap?
You rap, Dave. Dave, you rap.
Okay.
But I always tell
okay.
you, the problem I have with you is this. You rap to me to let niggas know that you nicer than them. I don't think you give a fuck about your battle rap bars. I don't think you attack niggas. You just rap better than niggas.
I don't.
You rap
I don't,
better than niggas.
At the end of the day, you said it's battle rap. It's the objective is to show who rap better, and that's what I do. But bigger than that, right? We're talking about antics. All right. Let's stay on the simple
okay.
fact.
Let's stay on that. Let's
stay on antics.
Let's stay on antics. Come on. All right. Okay. I'm listening.
If Lux come to our battle dressed as the Power Rangers but have a dope-ass Power Ranger scheme, you're going to like it, right?
Yes, if it's a fire Power Ranger
Yo,
scheme.
So,
yes,
no, so you're
it,
telling
fire.
Me. All right, so if Lux.
Then again,
so
then
this,
again I'm tired
this,
of Power Ranger
hey,
bars.
I'm done, dog.
I'm tired of Power Ranger
done.
Bars. I'm good off that.
I'm done, my nigga. If Lux,
that.
This
no,
is a battle rap. This is battle rap full of street niggas in the room, and this
oh,
nigga
man.
On stage as the White Ranger, right? With the
He's
little knife in his
dude.
Mouth, blowing the knife.
Man.
No, but what I'm saying, right? What I'm saying is this is how fucked up battle rap minds is, right?
Mm.
If Lux came as the Power Rangers, right? And then I was like, nigga, in the middle of the battle, nigga, my boy handed me like, nigga, a motherfucking nigga, Clifford the Big Red Dog costume. Niggas will say I fucked up the battle. Oh, they like doing antics. This is how fucked up niggas' mind is with this shit. Like niggas would be like, "Yo, Daylight
yeah,
and Lux could have had a
in
classic."
That position, though.
No, I didn't. The thing is this: niggas just really, yo, have you noticed that nobody said Lux did an antic versus Arsenal? Not one person.
Daylight, you just talking about his apparel. That's all you talking about, though. We ain't talking about the rhymes, and that's what we. All right,
so
I'm
what are we? So
like,
what
yeah,
are
you know?
We? So what are we talking about with Daylight then? Antic is an antic, and I still rhyme in the battles.
We don't want to see you the antic, my nigga. We just want to see your regular kid.
So,
like all right, you
so you don't
want to
see.
Mike all right, B.
okay, okay.
Like
all right,
you did against
all
Mike
all
B.
All
you came to rap against all Mike all B. All so, rap.
So what you say? No, so what you saying is, what you telling me in your mind is.
The ill will battle. You
have
came to
no,
rap.
No. What you telling me in your mind is, you have accepted that Lux does antics and that's a part of him. That's what you're telling me, right?
You've been running with this Lux and antics thing for a couple years, Dave. Come on, man.
You've been really running with this fucking
antics. I only do antics. I only do antics because of him. I never knew what an antic was until I seen him do one.
Come on, man. You think people listening to this show was going to really sell you selling us that?
Who was the first nigga? Who was the first nigga to do antics? Who was the first nigga to do antics in battle rap?
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I gotta go back.
We're not talking about grind time. We're talking about in this
okay.
era.
In this era, that you are the troll god. You birthed a lot of
no 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 no
like
no 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 no. Who was the first nigga to do antic in this era?
In this era.
I swear to God,
are you saying Lux
he got you niggas under his spell,
though. No, is that where you're going with that?
He got you niggas under his spell. He got you.
No,
he got
you
niggas under his spell. Was that the first antic in this era? Yes or no?
Was that really an antic?
What he did versus Calico was an antic, a prop, a gimmick, a stunt, a schmick. It was everything.
Let's keep it real. Me and you been watching this shit for years. What about leading into that when he was driving around, going to like a funeral parlor, asking when he was on a blog, saying that he wants to get a urn and all this and Detroit, Michigan and all that. I remember all that Dash Living videos and shit.
He sold. But what I'm saying is this, right? Prior to that moment, I didn't even know what trolling was. This is what you not understanding. Niggas like I've been trolling from the beginning of time. I didn't even know what that antic was until after that battle.
But then,
I had no idea.
So you telling me when Lux and Cal dropped and you watched that battle?
Who did I battle before Lux and Cal?
Wasn't Rich Dollars? Was it?
Rich Dollars? No, Speed Dollar.
Speed Dollar.
That was the last thing I battled right before that battle. That was the last thing I battled. Mm. So what I'm saying is, when I watched Lux and Cal, right, I learned a valuable thing about that battle.
You didn't do that against Lotta Zay, though, my nigga. You didn't do that against Lotta Zay, and you Lotta Zay had a
nigga,
fucking
dude, what was my first battle after Summer Madness? Do you know?
After Summer Madness 2.
My first battle after Summer Madness was in Los Angeles versus Interstate Fats when I dressed up like a KKK member.
Interstate? Hey, we didn't like that, though, Dave. Come on. We didn't even remember that. We try not to remember that, my brother.
No, but what I'm saying,
when I talk about you, brother, I don't go to them shits, man. I go to the battles that I like.
But no, this is what I'm saying. No, this is what I'm saying, right? Prior to that, I was game-banging Gray Street Crib. I didn't know what a troll was, right? After that battle, I was like, hey, I'm going to try to dress up like something. I'm going to see if this shit work. I literally dressed up like motherfucking KKK. Nigga, y'all niggas, you and fucking Angry Fan called me immediately to get on the show. Nigga,
yes,
the shit went to World Star. All type of shit happened. That was my first taste of trolling.
Oh, my God.
My first taste. It was when I tasted the shit. Like, I was like, oh my God. So you mean to tell me I lost the battle, but nobody has said a single thing about the nigga who won? Y'all didn't call Interstate Fats for beating me. Y'all called me for trolling.
But they like, you told a story numerous times throughout the years that niggas fuck battle rap in the sense of that niggas wasn't showing you love when you was rapping, and then so you decided to go this route.
No,
I'm
breaking it down, right? I'm breaking it down. Like, we going from, nigga, Philly Swain to Rich Dollars to Speed Dollars, right? Mm. Now, let's really think about it, nigga. After I battled Speed Dollars, my nigga, I couldn't get booked for shit, dog. I couldn't get booked.
Was that frustrating?
Nobody, nigga, it was very frustrating. Nobody would battle me. Not a single person. Not one. Not one. Nobody wanted to battle me, my nigga. Not a single person wanted to battle me after I battled Speed Dollars. Not one.
But let me ask you a question. Looking back at it now, is there a reason why now you look back at it like, damn, why that happened though?
I'm grateful for everything I done. I'm grateful for every shenanigan I done because it most definitely catapulted me. Catapulted me to a world that I wouldn't have never been able to get in. Not only for my rap career, but mentally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of niggas don't know this, dog. Prior to my shenanigans, my nigga, I was a psychopath, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
like, and that wasn't, like, it wasn't healthy for me as a man. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't healthy for me as a man because I was ready to put my life on the line for petty shit, like very, very, very petty shit. So the antics, once I start doing this shit more, it was never for publicity. It was never for none of that. The inside is this shit is helping me not to be a street nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I put my life on the line a lot of times, dog. I flew to Detroit by myself, not giving a flying fuck about nothing, to battle Calico. I really thought about that. Like, yo, I could have got hurt.
Yeah, you was wilding on stage, too. That's a fact.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to tell niggas. I had to learn how to be a clown because I was putting my life in danger. I think only reason why nothing happened to me in Detroit, because niggas probably was like, yo, this nigga really crazy.
If Calico facial expression could talk and his people could talk, that's what they said to me, like, yo, this nigga Daylight is wilding, because I'm sitting there like, yo, this shit can go left at any time.
It could have went left.
Even the mask battle. My nigga,
this is what I'm saying. Look. What I'm saying is this. Prior to the antics, my nigga, I was, like, let's just add it up. Like, the Calico shit, me and Math battle, nigga, the Philly Swain shit, the Interstate Fat Head Butt shit. Like, dog, I was really wildin', man. Like, I was really wildin' as an individual. Like, not even rap-wise. Like, I was, like, really doing too much. And I was like, it hit me. It was like, you know what, like, you fuck around and get yourself killed trying to prove to these battle rap fans that you hard. When all actuality, most of the battle rap fans are fucking Pokemon players.
Wow. This nigga said Pokemon players.
Most of these niggas online is Pokemon players or World of Warcraft players. So what I'm saying is this. Like, the antics, once I start doing them and I start saying, you know what, like, this shit is helping me become less aggressive.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. With the homosexual thing, with the Diddy thing, that was extra. Can you admit that now? That was way overboard.
It was more, but one of the reasons why I did it is because I seen something before it came out, and I wanted to do it before it came out, right? Which is the movie with Eminem, which is called The Interview. Have you ever seen that?
No. I'll be lying if I tell
all
you.
Right.
But no, I haven't seen that.
All right. So there's a movie called The Interview where they interview Eminem. And Eminem is sitting in a chair. It looks like a Vlad TV interview. He's sitting in a chair. So they're like, yo, what's up, Eminem? He's like, yo, what's up? And it's like, well, we heard some rumors. And he was like, what rumors? What, about me being gay? Oh, yeah, I'm gay. Like, I sleep with men. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, I fuck men frequently. Like, so I seen that shit before it dropped. And then I was like, you know what? Let me do this shit before it drops. And I just want to see if people would be mad at me for doing it and accept Eminem doing it. And that's exactly what happened.
You can get
off the phone right now, go to your computer,
man.
type in Eminem The Interview, and you'll see the whole thing.
I'm writing it. I got it written down in my notes right now, so I'll make sure I'm going to check it. After that, I'm
going
to make sure I call you. I'm going to make sure I will be calling you like, day, all right.
You're
going to
say, oh, shit. So that's where Daylight got this shit from. Yeah, I got it from that, the interview.
Let me ask you a question. How has father changed you? Because I got to say, I've always said this. Even I used to be like, Daylight's a crazy nut. But I'll subscribe to your channel, of course. And anytime you and your son are always together, I see the love your little man has for you, and as a father of three myself.
Oh, man.
I got to say,
man,
you always put it out there with your son and shit, though, man. That changed you. Uh-huh. Didn't it? Keep it real. It changed you, didn't it?
No. Most definitely having my son, it turned me to a different type of species. Not only because I had a son, but more so, like, growing up without my father. You know what I mean? Like, growing up without my father, it was
I feel you now.
Growing up without my father, I'm like, my nigga, I never want to put my child through the shit I went through. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
So it's like I'm giving my son what I never had.
And you know what's funny, Daylight? Like, sometimes history repeats itself, where fathers, like the father, like you said, he wasn't around you, and my father wasn't around me either. Sometimes history repeats itself, and we take it down on our kids and do the same shit our fathers did, but both of us decided not to do that. So that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm most definitely trying to change. I'm most definitely trying to change a branch in my family tree, like put a whole nother seed or a whole nother, like a whole nother branch in my family tree, like. And I tell them all the time, like, you know, man, when you have kids, continue this. Everything I'm doing to you, you continue it. And this is how wealth is started. This is how, you know, this is how a whole generation of good father figures is started. Good father figure, happy home, happy wife. You know, and then
right.
Before you know it, we got more very good black people and positive black families in the world. So it like, you know, I realize a lot, like, you can't change adults. You can't really fix adults because people are stuck in their ways. But most definitely, like, with my son, I'm thinking, like, 5 or 6 generations down, you know, I could set a very good seed.
What does baby mom say about your antics and everything, though? Has she ever told you, like, the charger by the dick, pause, and all that?
Look.
You taking the charger and all that. Does she ever say, come on, my nigga, what are we doing here? You making me look crazy out
y'all,
here.
Y'all, look, I've said this shit numerous times. She the antic queen. Y'all don't get it.
This nigga said she's an
antsy. My nigga, I be in the room, like, babe, man, leave me alone. I got to get these bars done. Like, she be like, man, just do this. I be like, hey, that's kind of smart. She's like, yeah, I designed the outfit for it. Come on.
But the Diddy thing, I'm pretty sure she cringed when she heard that, though. The
my nigga, she the
what
one.
What did she say to you to see that?
She the one all right, we was at some shit that was happening, shada-da-da-da, and she the one put me on to the interview shit that I seen.
This nigga, man.
She put me on to the shit. She was like, just run with that shit. You should most definitely run with that shit, because if you get the gay people on your side, you good. Like, because you got to think.
My nigga, look what's happening right now. Nipsey Hussle said, nigga, he didn't even say nothing bad. He just said no gay people in this picture. And, nigga, every gay person in the world is attacking him just for saying something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Nipsey going through it right now, yeah? Yeah, shout out Nipsey.
Nigga,
also, bro.
Nigga, he fuck around and get assassinated by a gay nigga.
Yeah, we live in that world.
Nigga,
that's a fact.
Nigga, I got the gay community on my side. They rock with me.
I got the gay community rocking on my side. You ain't shit, nigga. What was it?
Them niggas fuck with me.
Now, was it scary at first? Because you might have some dudes you know in your heart you don't swing that way, and they might have tried to come at you that way.
I'm
going to
tell you one
like,
of the things I regret, right? I'm going to tell you one of the things I regret the most about this trolling. My nigga, niggas be in the DM sending clean weenie pictures, my nigga.
Damn. Come on, Foss. Chilla Jones voice.
On some D shit, right? Some fan was hitting me, niggas was hitting me, like, yo, they like, check your DM, it's important. So, like, I ignored it for like a month, My nigga, like, yo, check your DM, dog. I'm telling you, like, you really gonna fuck with the shit I got to say. Yo, I checked the DM nigga in the mirror, butt naked. I'm like, yo.
Lord.
Let me tell you something about gay people, dog. These girls and boys, nigga, they like hornballs. Like, I don't think you gay because you got raped or not. I think you gay because you a hornball. Like, gay people just horny, dog.
Oh man, Jesus!
But that's the only thing
this,
I regret.
Man. That's the thing you regret the most.
That's the only thing I regret the most.
The disaster king of the dot, man. I know you're sitting back. What do you think about all this that's going on?
Like I tell people, I really don't know what's disaster's full situation with King of the Dot. I don't know, so I can't speak on it. But like I said, with all the revenue that disaster has brought King of the Dot. Over the many years, he should be getting paid $20,000 and $30,000 every time he touches stage. Disaster is like the Mook or Lux of King of the Dot.
I agree with that.
So, I don't know his full situation. You feel me? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with him. I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes. I don't even know how Diz negotiates business with King of the Dot. All I know is some shit not right, and Diz is really not happy about it.
Are you surprised Organic and them when I say nothing? Organic, Gully, Bishop or Dante? Like, should they say something?
This is the thing, right? The fucked up part about it is they should have said something. Normally, they address problems. Normally, King of the Dot will address a problem, right? If it's bad pay-per-view or if it's something, normally they'll address a problem. They haven't said nothing. They ignoring it like nothing never happened. And I asked them, could they let the world know what happened in me and Mickey Fast battle, and they still not saying anything about that. So it's like it's almost about to be bad, dog. Like, I'm still waiting on the call from Bishop. I thought Bishop was my nigga, but as of right now, like, it's ugly.
Yeah, it seems that way. I just feel as a brand that to say nothing, because I'm pretty sure if this is URL, Smack and Beasley, niggas
they
would have
hopped on camera like, yeah,
due to yada, yada, yada circumstances,
mm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, we going to get the litigations. You know, Smack don't know what the fuck you be talking about. We gonna get some litigation.
You know, under circumstances of the litigations, you know what I'm saying? The business wasn't appropriated for, you know, Smack in this classic lounge.
Yeah.
Smack called. But yeah.
Oh man.
Like I said, they should have most definitely spoke up and said something. But like I said, it's a lot going on behind the scenes, and I don't want to give up too much information because I know a lot that's going on. I know a lot that's going on, and when the time is right, I'll speak my real mind on what's happening, and whenever I do speak my real mind, the empire is going to crash.
I believe that, and that's going to be a scary sight.
So, like I said, I'm still in good standing. You feel me? I'm still in very, 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 very good standing. As far as like with them and with the brand, I'm just on the shot
so
clock, and they got it.
But will we see you on King of the Dot this year at all? You think or no?
As of right now, nah.
Okay.
As of right now, nah, and it's not until they get a lot of things taken care of, a lot of things straightened out.
Another thing I want to ask you about, because you're probably a good person to ask about this, because you're cool with one particular rapper. And you and this other particular rapper from the same coast. I'm seeing a lot of Lupe, Kendrick Lamar conversation. Maybe
hey,
that's all right.
Look,
going about it
right,
earlier.
So,
what's your take on
this?
So
this is the thing, right? This is the thing. I'm glad you brought that. I didn't speak on that. So the thing with Lupe is, right, Lupe is a god. A lot of niggas don't understand that. Man's a god. He's a god in every way, every form. He's a god, right? Gods don't like other gods. God said, I am a jealous God. Gods don't like other gods. It's just the way it works. Lupe is most definitely a god, and Kendrick is becoming a god, and gods don't like other gods. But the thing with it is, right, the Black Panther joint, that is kind of close to Lupe's album. They just didn't put the Manila, but it's most definitely kind of close to Lupe's album. When Lupe said Kendrick is not a top lyricist, I almost wanted to agree with that. I almost went to agree with that. I was like a few seconds away from agreeing with it until I went and actually looked at the definition of lyricism.
Mm.
Now, there's two forms of lyricists in the world eyes. Like we have took the word out of context. For example, we've took the word classic out of context. Niggas are like, yo, that's a classic. But classic means something that comes over time. You feel me? We've took the word classic way out of context. Same thing with lyrical and lyricism, right? So we in the world where we be like, oh, that's not lyrical or it's not lyricist. But the thing is, lyrical don't necessarily mean punchlining. It means telling the story with emotion. It does not mean metaphors and wordplay and none of that. Lyricism means just telling the story with an imaginative emotion. And Kendrick technically does that very well. So it's like it's weird. Like you.
Keep it tall, man. I'm more of a Kendrick fan than Lupe fan, though. I am. I like Kendrick music
see,
more.
Now, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Lupe could have most definitely been in that same position, if not bigger. Lupe just didn't kiss ass. Not saying Kendrick kiss ass. Lupe just didn't kiss ass like most rappers does, right? So when you in that situation and they can almost make you some type of great or some type of god, you most definitely got to shut up in certain situations. And Lupe is the type of nigga where he didn't shut up.
No, he never is. He was very vocal.
He doesn't shut up. The nigga said Obama's a terrorist live on TV, dog.
Yeah, that was
come on,
crazy.
My
that
nigga,
was...
he doesn't shut up. And it's not like he was wrong. He's not lying. Now, like, because America itself is the terrorist. We cause the terror on every other country. It's us. So it's not like he was lying, right? The thing is, he just doesn't shut up and he speaks his mind, right? The industry don't want niggas that speak their mind. The industry wants niggas that can control. They want niggas that can control, and they want niggas who will shut up for the money. For example, like
they want niggas they could be like, hey, here's a starter kit. Put the starter kit on and fucking cool
and shut up.
That's
like,
what they want.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like for example, like I know a lot of records in the world, right? A lot of records that's number one hits, that was Lupe Records. Lupe was like, nigga, y'all can have them. I just don't want to sell out. I don't want to do this radio shit. I don't want to do this poppy shit. Y'all can have them. It's a lot of big records in the world that you wouldn't even have no idea. That's Lupe's record. So he was
that
just
he
one of those people.
The song was done.
It just gave it to somebody else. Like, you can have it, and the other labels bought it from his label. So he just, you know, like the labels wanted him to go poppy. The labels wanted him to turn it, kind of like Kendrick, right? Like, let's say Kendrick went from Section 80, nigga, to, nigga, we gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the labels want you to tone it down, right? They want you to tone it down. They damn sure don't want you to speak on the real problems that's going on in the world. Like, for example,
but Kendrick
like
did
Lupa,
that, though.
Like,
let's be real, though. To Pimp a Butterfly,
no, look,
dirty.
Look,
he got backlash for that album.
Look, my nigga, look, right? Kendrick almost ended his entire career with that album. He almost ended his career with that album, and it's just coming from people I know
that
that label. It was most definitely his most deepest, darkest, realest album, right? He almost ended his whole career. It did not sell that good. Well, it sold pretty good, but it did not do as good as it should have went. It didn't do as good as it should have went. Not only did it do as good as it should have went, you notice he dropped something else, like, right after that, like ASAP. What did he drop, Untitled, Unmastered?
I didn't like the Untitled shit too much.
Because it was too much, right? That How to Pimp a Butterfly is too much for the general public. Not only is it too much, the sound was so original and organic that they was like, nah, he could switch the whole frequency of music. So we got to scoot this under the rug. It's too serious right now. That doesn't go along with the agenda that we pushing.
Right.
So, like I said, you know, Lupe has stayed and stopped. Lupe is most definitely the nigga that was like, yo, I'm just not going to water down. I'm not going to shut the fuck up. I'm going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to say everything that's on my mind. Lupe knows what goes on in this industry, right? He knows. He's been in it. For how many years? He knows the fucked up size of the deals. He knows the evil niggas in the industry. He knows everybody at all the record labels. He knows what's up. So he couldn't do it. The nigga really stood for his...
Lupe's your man, though. Let's be real. Lupe's your man.
Nigga, Kendrick is my man before Lupe. Kendrick is my man before Lupe.
But you're in that circle with Lupe, Lowe, Snicky Facts. That's your man's. Hobson, y'all niggas torn chill.
What does that mean?
Vibe together. You're in the circle with them niggas, they.
But what
so your
does
gentility,
that mean?
I got a question. Listen, I like Lupe Fiasco. I just can't. I just like Kendrick
let him
way
go.
More, man. Way more.
The thing is, right, Kendrick got a modern wave, dog. He's on the, they didn't stop. Come here, Royal. Kendrick got a modern stage. He's most definitely on the modern sound right now. Like, he's modern, right? Kendrick is modern. That's the thing. Like, he's modern. He's on the modern wave. He's doing songs with, you know, modern ass niggas. What's that nigga name? Fucking
Rich the Kid and shit. Like, Kendrick is all into that shit right now. You feel me? So, of course,
so
you don't like
looking
him.
At, Lupe is testing the pen, though. He's just lyrical. He's just testing the pen, though.
Just,
it's not that serious.
Like, for example, Lupe's song, Muro. Muro would never be a mainstream song. It's too much.
That shit is powerful, though.
My nigga, that shit is a battle rapper and rapper song. General consumers, they will never understand that shit ever.
Yeah, it's too much
ever.
Coming at
it's
you
just,
one time.
It's too much,
cool
it's
too one much
coming at you at one time. Like, niggas be watching, nigga, fucking, niggas be watching Power. Like, no, nah, nigga, that went over my head. Like, nigga, this is a show called Power. Nigga, what went over your head? Like, so it's what I'm saying. Get some water, boy. No, so like I said, I fuck with Kendrick. I fuck with Lupe. Lupe's smart. He know what he's doing, right? And people fall for this every time. The moral of the story is to get people talking. It don't matter whether it's good or bad. The moral of the story is to get people talking. Is Lupe back in the public eye? Yep. Sure is. Right on the face of every fucking mainstream hip-hop site. Right there in the front. Lupe Fiasco. Kendrick Lamar. Good shit, Lupe. Good way to attach your name to the top. Good shit.
Oh, man. So, D, before we wrap it up here, man, what's your next battle, man? And why are you always
right
giving
now?
Us dope-ass fire battles of RBE? I give you that,
hey,
man. Your RBE battles.
Hey, no, it
you know,
ain't,
Jim
it
is
ain't
in the face over there.
No,
show off his back, but...
No, it ain't a... No, I'm RBE. All y'all the niggas sit the fuck down. That's my lead. I'm the owner of it, okay? I let all of y'all niggas battle. I pay some of y'all niggas. I'm the owner. All right, now,
you should be on. I hope you're on the card. I hope you're on that card that's coming up.
I'm not on the next card.
I'm not trolling
in 2018, dog. I'm not. All right.
Okay.
No, I'm not on the card. I'm on the next one after that. But as of right now, it's not that I do good on RBE. It has nothing to do with RBE. I just do good in New York. I like battling in New York. Like, I like it. Like, I like the love that I get. Niggas really fuck with me in New York. Like, so it's just a New York thing. Like, I like when I go to New York because I know they can catch a lot.
Right. So, what'd you say? Yeah, put together. The way you rhyme. Yeah.
Yeah, they just fuck with. They fuck with a lot. But other than that, I got Tory Doe coming up this month on the 19th.
All right. Yo, Day, man. I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me as always, my brother.
Also,
for real, man.
Also, before we go, Monday morning, my phone flex shit dropping, so be cool.
Wait a minute, your flex?
Oh, yes, sir, baby.
Oh, damn.
Yes,
yo,
sir.
I pray to God they give you a good beat, though. Pray they didn't give you no lollipop ass beat.
My nigga, they gave me Renegade, dog.
Oh, they gave you Renegade? How many takes you had to do? Keep it tall, Day. How many takes did you have to do? Was it a one take?
I'm gonna keep it tall. Nigga. I did like 8 takes. I'm gonna keep it all the way funky.
Trolling. I don't know if you're bullshitting me or not, man. Was it really 3 or was it 1?
It was 3. No, it was 3 takes. I messed up at the end, so I was like, nah, let me run it back. So I ran it all the way back.
Okay. So Monday, Funkmaster Flex.
Monday, Funkmaster Flex. Be on the lookout. And I'm gonna say this, dog. I'm gonna say this loud and clear. After this, every single flex, like, nobody should ever get on this show again. It's ugly. It's very ugly.
It's ugly?
It's ugly. It's ugly for everyone. It's ugly. It's ugly. I think this might be the final form of actually, like, wordplay and rap. It's ugly.
Now, if you're coming the way you did against Lux and you brought up the flex for the world to see, because, you know, that's... I'm wait till Monday, man. I'm going to talk to you Monday and talk about that. Fuck that.
Nigga.
Definitely call you Monday about that. Day, I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My nigga, Daylight, man. You already know what it is, man. Back on live PSA motherfucking podcast. Salutations to all. Just spoke to this crazy nigga Daylight. Let me get my PIC in hands, motherfucker. What's popping, my G?
What it do, man? I just wanna say, Hayes, Kush from Cali, Old Denali, I'm back, no more love songs. My young boy in Philly do his thing with the gloves on. That's Kiss. Because a lot of people out here talking Lupe and how great he is the lyricist, and y'all not talking about my man Jada Kiss. Y'all need to stop it. Y'all need to stop it with this Lupe shit.
Hold on, my nigga. Jada gets more love than Lupe. What are you talking about?
Jada gets what?
He doesn't. Jada gets more love than Lupe, I think, in the streets.
That's not a question, but there's more than the streets when it comes to hip-hop. It's just not the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm talking about hip-hop streets, not literally the hood streets, just hip-hop streets in general.
The way that I've been reading social media today with Lupe, I mean, Mickey Fat told me with a straight face, Lupe Fiasco was better than Joell Ortiz as a lyricist. Now, you know I absolutely don't agree with that, and it's not proven. You cannot prove to me that Lupe, with his pen, verse for verse, is anywhere near Joell Ortiz. I know you can't prove it. And you can get your best Lupe verses, I will get my best Joell Ortiz verses, and we can go verse for verse. Joell Ortiz kills him. That's one. Two, then you said, then Mickey Fax told me on Twitter, Lupe is different. Maybe Royce can hang with him, but nobody else in Slaughterhouse could. That blew my mind.
I got crooked eye over Lupe and Joe Budden over Lupe and Royce over Lupe.
Come on.
And I like Joel Ortiz more than Lupe. That's just, and let's not take it. Common boys, that's not taking nothing away from Lupe. I'm not the biggest, me and my brother here, we're not the biggest Lupe fans. So niggas will probably say we haters or we never listen to Food and Lick or the albums and shit. I like Lewis. I just had Daylight on here picking up Lupe Fiasco. So, yo, my nigga, I like Kendrick way more than Lupe Fiasco, my nigga. I just do.
Not only do I like Kendrick way more than Lupe Fiasco, when did it become popular that Kendrick is not a top tier 5 mic MC?
I didn't know where that came from. I don't know. That kind of talk today. I just learned on Twitter today that niggas don't really like Kendrick like that. I was shocked. Yeah, a lot of niggas were saying Lupe over Kendrick. That kind of like fucked me up. I was like, word?
Let me just say this. Y'all got to prove that to me, verse for verse. I know y'all can't do it. You see what I'm saying? Because enough Kendrick verses that are so powerful that y'all, you can't do it. You can't hit me with lasers. You cannot bring lasers to a conversation with me and put them against anybody in Slaughterhouse. Not one MC. Royce in Bar Exam 1 alone, where he was rhyming over all those Primo beats?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, y'all new age niggas, y'all got this game fucked up. Me and 311 know what you're going to
say. Yeah, I agree. Why are we doing Lupe a disservice, though? He has a big fan base.
No, we're not doing it.
To be fair, the nigga has a big fan base. You got to respect the fan base. We got to respect his fan base, my nigga. Come on. We just do.
Yo, my nigga. What does he say lyrically that blows your mind? Every MC me and you fuck with, they have moments where they blow our minds with their pen. You think this nigga has a cannabis moment for us? Does Lupe have a 97 to 98 cannabis moment? Let's be honest.
But people are going to ask you, Mr. Watson, how much Lupe Fiasco music have you indulged in? How much Lupe Fiasco music have you studied? How much Lupe Fiasco music have you taken in? You know what I mean? And that's a valid question.
That is a very valid question. So when you hear an MC and they say he's nice, for example, Kendrick. I remember Graf used to rhyme with Kendrick. I remember when Papoose used to bring Kendrick around and he'd be popping up on videos.
Right,
and shit.
That's a fact.
He was K-Dot. And I remember Black Hippie. And I used to listen to, and I listened to the Black Hippie mixtape. And I was like, all right, it's all right. They can rap. So let me put it in perspective. I don't think Kendrick is nicer than anybody that I said Lupe wasn't nicer than. I don't think Kendrick is nicer than anybody on Slaughterhouse. I don't. Black Hippie came out with a mixtape where they emulated the Slaughterhouse first.
Nicer? Well, hold on. Crook and I might be lyrically better than Kendrick, but Kendrick makes better music than Crook and I.
Oh, so here's what I'll say
and
about
Joel
that.
Ortiz.
That's subjective. Kendrick is more successful An artist who's more successful does not mean they make better music. Because
Kendrick is 3 for 3, my nigga. Kendrick is 3 for 3, my guy.
But okay, so let me hold on,
my nigga. Me and you like Crooked Eye, but we not really. You said it yourself, and you kept it funky. As much as you fuck with Crooked Eye, you weren't really too fond of his last project, and you're a Crooked Eye fan, like you know all his music. And you said you wasn't fucking
Kendrick's
with his
last
project.
Album. Let me just say this: Kendrick's last album, Damn, is infinitely better than Crooked Eye's last album. Okay, there's no debate. Kendrick's last album, Damn, is infinitely better than Crooked Eye's album that Crooked Eye just came out with. Saying that, I'm telling you, Crooked Eye can wrap circles around him. Circles! Backwards. Backstrokes. Backstrokes around him. Yes, Kendrick.
That's not the popular opinion. That's not the popular opinion, but I agree with that.
Okay. So, but I didn't want to take this to Kendrick because I fuck with K-Dot because I think he's nice. Okay?
Yeah, I fuck K-Dot.
But this Lupe, I remember. My cousin was like, yo, Lupe is so nice. He's so nice. And I was like, kick, push, Lupe, that dude. And everybody gets mad when I throw in kick, push. Why?
But no, because that's the goal. That's like, you go to that song. No, but to be fair, nah, I got to be Lupe. To be devil's advocate, I got to be Lupe's lawyer for a second. That's like going to Joe Budden's Pump It Up. I'm like, okay, all right, nigga, that's the go-to song you're
going to
go to.
It's like going to Jay-Z's Dead President. It's like going to Jay-Z's Dead President. That was his lead.
But I wouldn't put kick and push. I like Dead Presidents way more than kick push, though. So to me, it's like, yeah.
Is Dead Presidents more lyrical than kick push?
I like Dead Presidents more, man.
And was it not Jay-Z's? Wasn't it Jay-Z's lead single for Reasonable Doubt?
That's a fact.
Okay. All right. Mess me with the lead single shit, and I can't bring it up. It's like, and I will. Lupe Fork got me.
So you don't like Lupe's music at all?
It don't faze me, man. His lyricism has not hit my radar. I hear it, and I don't hear it. Like whatever you niggas are hearing, I don't hear it. So I want
that's
niggas
how
to
feel about
exactly
AZ,
what
though.
I hear.
But that's how I feel about AZ, though. That's the same way y'all niggas talk about Lupe is the same way
well,
I feel about AZ.
Is,
like, I know he's nice.
A simple question.
But I just don't like
his did you
music
like
that. I know he's nice.
Did you
of
like
AZ's
verse on Life's a Bitch?
That's a classic, my nigga. That's monumental.
So that's the AZ that I know. What I heard
Sugar
on
Hill,
Life's a Bitch, how
rather
I
rather unique, more money, more murder.
So tell me, that's who AZ is to me. The joints you just named is how I hear AZ. Rather unique, Sugar Hill, his joint with Raekwon. That's what I hear. He's nice. He just did it, find commercial success. And I think the problem we have here, it's weird, man. Because this Lupe 3 for 3 shit is fucking me up. What you mean? 3 for 3 What?
That's what Mickey Thatcher's saying, yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. So let's talk.
Niggas
why
want us in the
Lupe
Fiasco appreciation, though. Niggas want us to keep it funky. Common boys have asked for that for the longest.
So me and you have been doing this going on a year now. March will be
a facts.
Year.
Sidebar. Ebro, stop biting, my nigga. I'm sorry. I seen you talking about, oh, we should do a Cardi B appreciation. Knock it off. We do the appreciations around here. Continue, my brother.
Y'all doing the Cardi B appreciation? I dare y'all. Because then we're going to, I'm going to eat for y'all for that. Okay? I'm going to eat for y'all. But tell everybody why every time we think about what appreciations we're going to do, why do we never bring up Lupe? Just be honest. Tell them.
I just don't feel – we don't feel Lupe like that, man. See, that's the thing. Niggas think, oh, me and 3 and Sean, yeah, we have debates, and they're very genuine. Trust me. The shit we say on air is the same shit we argue off air. We just bring it on air. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times me and this nigga argue off air. And like, yo, man, nigga, let's bring it on air, man. Fuck all this. But to answer my brother's question, niggas just don't be feeling Lupe like that, man. Like, me and this nigga have never – for a year we've been doing a show together. We never say, like, yo, son – yo, you got Lupe record? Like, we've never, like, me and this nigga have talked hip-hop every day. And Lupe has never really come into conversation. I'm sorry, Common Boys. I'm not saying he's not nice.
Well, niggas just don't be feeling something like that. Niggas just don't be feeling something like that. And it's just, prime example, I like Joey Badass. Sean don't really like Joey Badass like that. But, you know, and he likes AZ. I don't be feeling AZ, but together, we don't really rock a Lupe Fiasco like that. So I see niggas be saying, yo, Dre and Sean, where the Lupe appreciation at? Like, what are we really going to say, though? And we've said that before. Like, what are we going to say? It's going to be a disservice to y'all niggas, man. It's going to be a disservice.
And it's going
to
be genuine.
Yeah,
it's not going to be genuine on our appreciations, because when we do appreciations, the artists we talk about, there are moments in their rap career that impacted us. Like, we made it very clear that Pac may not have been our favorite lyricist or MC, but there were hip-hop moments we really impacted us. I'm telling you, Lupe never impacted me, ever. And I
You're killing Lupe, though, my G.
Listen, here's the thing. I am a fanatical, obsessive, compulsive guy for hip-hop. So when Lupe was out, everything that mixtapes had on him, I had it. I'd hit a song and it went, it didn't, I didn't feel it. Pause. So that's just me.
Pause.
Just me, man. And they shocked me, this Lupe talk. Yo, Mickey Fax, you shocked me. You was dead.
Nah,
up.
But
yo,
that's his man's though. But that's his man's though. King Los, Mickey, Lupe, they in that circle though. Daylight. I just told Daylight the same thing. Y'all are in the same fucking camp, really.
Let me give you another
example.
Let me name another MC who doesn't do it for me. I'll name two. Hobson doesn't do it for me. The Horseshoe Gang by Hobson. When Hobson came out and said, yo, anybody want it with us? Well, Crooked Eyes Brothers, the Horseshoe Gang, took up his talent and they lyrically eviscerated Hobson. And everybody's like, oh, that shit don't count because they don't know who they are. Okay, that's one. Now, King Lo. This is where it's really going to get interesting.
King Los is nice, though.
So,
King Los is dope. I like King Los more than Lupe, though.
So, Peep Gang, Kendrick does the control verse. Everybody responds, right?
Mm-hmm.
They ask Kendrick, yo, Kendrick, whose responses to control did you like the best?
Mm-hmm.
He said, King Los. I wanted to laugh my fucking
That's
ass.
His man's, though.
And the best
That's
to tell you why I wanted to laugh.
Team, my
let,
nigga.
Let me tell you why I wanted to laugh. Black Hippie came out with a mixtape where they modeled themselves after Slaughterhouse.
Right.
Two members of Slaughterhouse responded on the control beat. Joel Ortiz drink was getting radio New York airplay on Funk Flex on the regular.
Right.
His response.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Budden did a response also. But King Los is another guy who, for example, you feel King Los, right?
Yeah, I like King Los. He's nice. Nah, Los is nice, though, my G.
I'll tell you, Los is nice, man. So let me give an example. I think Joel Ortiz is way nicer than King Los. Way, way nicer. Joel Ortiz, his name used to be Quick. Joel Quickman, but he used to go by the name of just Quick.
Mm-hmm.
He's so nice. I was listening to him as Quick for years, and I did not know him. When he changed his name, I thought they were two different MCs until Stretch Armstrong went on Twitter and told me, yo, Quick is Joel Ortiz. I said, what? You know what blew my mind? Because I used to always love when Stretch Armstrong used to play Quick's music. He changed his name to Joel Ortiz, and I was like, yo, this nigga nice. So
let me. Let's get into this, though, my G. You and I spoke about it right now. Please go on PSA Podcast. Me and Sean talked about did Eminem send a shot at Joe Budden. Just released that right now, so go check that out right quick. 50 Cent, Bazaar, have now come in the defense of Eminem. From the understanding of what's going on in the Instagram world that you're in also, that 50 Cent went on Joe Budden's IG page and said basically that he's bringing it to the physical, so to speak. What do you think about all this, man? You got Bazaar talking, going on IG Live yesterday. Now you got 50 saying that, yo, you know,
I'm coming for you, but then, so to speak, like, I'm going to put hands on you type shit. It's a little bit excessive.
Well, it's not excessive for 50 if you think about what Eminem did for 50's career. Here's where 50, you grandstanding, and I don't respect you for this, and I'll tell you why. How long ago did Joe Budden do this rant on Eminem?
I'm talking 3 weeks now.
Yep. Are you telling me 50 is just now aware of it? 50, who's a social media troll, is 50 now becoming aware that Joe Budden said this?
He's going to say he's doing a movie, so he was doing a movie, so he didn't hear anything. Now I don't know.
Okay. 50, you're taking the funk and you're trying to be the center of attention because you're an attention whore.
Large pro voice. Large pro voice.
You're being an attention whore, and it's whack. And I don't respect it. I respect you defending Eminem, but I don't respect the timing of it. You should have came out when he went ham because it went viral. Everybody talked about it. So now you hear that Eminem made a song where clearly he's going at Joe Budden. Bizarre does an IG who I can respect Bizarre's timing, but 50's timing is whack. You out here 50 promoting a movie on The Breakfast Club today with Gerard Butler and Ice Cube's son, and you don't let nobody talk. You suck the fucking oxygen out the room for no reason. Gerard Butler's a bigger movie star than you. So to me,
yeah, but nigga, I'm like, hold on now. To be fair, now hold on, Watson. I agree with you that he's a bigger movie star, but we do like 50 Cent interviews. Is he not one of the best interviews, niggas to interview? Oh, come on.
This interview was a nothing interview. Remember, Charlamagne doesn't have that same energy. He's there. That's a fact. Angela Yee called him out on it. Where's that same energy? You know what I'm saying? Because if you notice, he's defending Joe Budden a lot. I want to hear you defend Joe Budden with 50, because you defended him today when Bizarre and Eminem went at him. You defended Joe Budden, your co-star on motherfucking Revolt. Now I want to see that same energy tomorrow, because now you're going to have to defend him because 50 got at him. So I want to hear you go at 50. And when 50, and because 50 is a mogul, he's always going to be trying to promote something. So say to 50's face how you feel, Charlamagne the God.
Hey, well, let's be real. Also, Joe Budden is rubbing shoulders with who? Pause. Diddy. You know also 50 don't like Diddy. So you know this is all a blind squirrel in Prospect Park could see what 50 Cent is doing here, man. Anytime you're guilty by association and you came at Eminem and you rolling with this nigga, so it's like, you know.
I strongly agree with you. If I didn't make that point, that's a case you can make why 50 went at him. If that's the case you're making, I will agree with that. 50 is a collateral damage guy. You stand next to the nigga I'm beefing with, you getting it. You know what I'm saying? So that could be a reason. But I think it's disingenuous, and I think it's just 50 trolling and 50 wanting to be the center of attention, because 50 is the guy who wants it all at all times. And it's whack to me.
It is. I agree. What do you think, Joe Budden? All right, let's be real. In hindsight now it's been 3 weeks now. Did Joe Budden go too far on Everyday Struggle?
Yes, and I'll tell you
now, why. Now that the smoke is clear and everything, what do you think?
I'm gonna tell you why he went too far. And Angela Yee Envy said what I fully believe. If you notice, everybody knows this is not Eminem's best music. I mean, what the fuck are we talking about, man? Eminem is not, and it's just not. Like it's clearly, this is not Eminem's best music. Okay, it's obvious. But you cannot be a label mate signed to him talking like this. You can't. You know, Charlamagne is saying, yes, you can. You got to be. Joe Budden is not an artist no more. He's this and that. This is different. Like Bizarre said, yo, my nigga, we signed you. We did this for you.
Who is Y'all we signed be- you, Bizarre? Who is we? When did you start speaking French, Bizarre? We.
okay, M signed you. M signed you.
Yeah, let's be clear. Exactly. Let's be clear. That's why we.
M signed you. M. So let's be clear. I'm wrong. Not Bizarre. Bizarre's 100% right. I'm wrong. So let
no,
me.
No, Bizarre said we, my nigga. Bizarre said we signed you. No, Bizarre said we signed you too, my nigga.
Let me rephrase it. Royce da 5'9 is the connect. Royce da 5'9.
He's the plug. He's the plug.
Joe Budden's on the phone. Joe Budden is on the phone. I'm sorry, Swifty. You know what that reminded me of when I heard that? When he
Young
was
Buck.
Up there with Puff Daddy talking about,
oh,
I like the Migos. And you know what the comment boy said? Sean and three, y'all not listening. Joe does like the Migos. He does like them. Y'all don't listen to his
I
podcast.
Understand. The comment boys, come on,
Joe
man.
Joe Budden don't
come
give
on,
a fuck about the Migos, and he don't like them. Trust me on that. He don't fuck with them. You have to like the Migos. If you listen, if you go out and party and listen to the radio, you got no choice. You know what I'm saying? But.
Well, you got a choice, but.
Joe Budden went ham on Eminem, and he went ham on Eminem. The reason why Joe, it hurt Eminem, because what he did for Slaughterhouse, he gave them a big budget. He gave them a major label. He gave them 3 budgeted videos. The least you could do is.
But let's be real, my nigga. If okay, get it. Finish. I want to hear that part. You say, go ahead. Heads up, go ahead.
The least you could do is try to reach out to M and explain to him what you're going about to do and why you're going to do it. M was
okay.
Blindsided by this.
I
okay?
can co-sign that. I can co-sign that. I co-sign
Crooked that. When they asked Crooked Eye what you think about the M album, he just went politically correct. Royce da 5'9 went politically correct. Who Kid went politically correct. That's what they did because Eminem has employed them. Eminem has done great things for them. Joe Budden burned the fucking bridge down. And that's why Eminem gave that nigga lyrical 101 ass whipping.
It wasn't a lyrical 101 ass whipping. It was a few bars. It wasn't a whole joint dedicated to Joe.
That's why it was. Because it was flow, lyricism, delivery at a high level that
yeah,
nobody
but it wasn't the whole
right
song
can match.
Wasn't attacked. It wasn't attacking Joe fully on the track. That's all I'm saying.
Here's what I'll say about it. I think it was attacking Joe fully, and here's what I think about it. I ain't never heard Lupe spit a better verse in my life now. Come on,
oh,
get at
boy,
me with
back
that.
To Lupe, huh? Back to Lupe.
Get
okay.
at me with that. So
hold on. We need to highlight the elephant in the room. We need to highlight the elephant in the room, though. I know we did a little bit, though, but 50 want to sw- I mean, 50 want to hit him, though. Like, what are we doing, though, my G? You want to put hands on that nigga? Like, it's a little bit excessive to me.
50's a bully. Always been a bully.
I guess. So what do you think Joe's going to do? Going to go on his podcast and what's going to happen?
I think he's going to – well, Joe Budden responded to Bizarre, said he'll come to Detroit and fuck Bizarre up. Now say the same thing about 50. I tell you, Joe Budden. The next time I see 50, I'm going to fuck you up like you're going to do the Bizarre. Then
hold
we
on.
Gonna see.
Did he tell – Hold on. Did he tell Bizarre that for real?
Yep.
Wow. On Twitter?
That's what the Breakfast Club said. The Breakfast Club said Joe Budden responded and said he will fuck Bizarre up.
Ooh, I didn't see that, though. I didn't see no retweets on that.
Yo, that's what you didn't have to see it. I'm telling you what the Breakfast Club said. I'm
okay.
repeating what the Breakfast Club said. You ain't see it because you ain't IG life.
No, I'm on IG life. I'll leave that up to you. I get all the IG news from you. So, Joe said he'll go to Detroit and duff out Bizarre?
That's according to the Breakfast Club.
So that's allegedly then. That's not.
They didn't
so
say allegedly. Because Charlamagne.
But how come
Charlamagne
you and I on social media, though? But Monica, you and I are on social media. You didn't tell me nobody IG said that. I was Twitter saying that. You're on Facebook.
All I'm telling you is what the Breakfast Club said. So if you listen to the Breakfast Club when they talk about it, they're the ones who said it. Angela Yee and Envy said it. I'm just repeating what they said. That's all.
Joe, I wish you'd rap again, man. I wish I could rap. I tell all these niggas kick rocks. I tell Bizarre kick rocks. I tell M kick rocks. I tell 50 kick rocks. Man, I wish I could rhyme. Jesus, man. But Joe's going to go on the podcast, and Rory and Maul, they're going to make jokes. They're going to say, hey, quote me on this comment, boys, when it happens. They're going to go in there and make jokes about it. Joe's going to laugh about it. But, Joe, man, the MC in you, man, come on, my G. I mean, come on, man. I mean, do I expect him to go there and go at M? No. And he's gone at 50 before, so let's not act like he's never gone at 50. And Bizarre
he's
is
not going to go
man.
At 50.
That's light bars.
He's not going to go at 50.
Bizarre is light bars.
He's not going to go at 50.
50's not the same
he's
nigga no more.
50.
50's not the same nigga no more. This ain't 03, my nigga. And he went at 50 in his prime. Maybe he's not going to go at 50. He went at 50 in G. He's prime.
Do you know why
he
went at
50?
Tell everybody why he went at 50. Tell everybody why he went at 50. Or do you want me to tell you and tell everybody why he originally went at 50?
Enlighten us. Enlighten us,
because
please.
Because he went on the Summer Jam screen and said the three worst rappers in hip-hop, and he said one of them is Joe Budden.
That was a reach. But that was a reach, though. You'd agree. Especially in 03, that was a reach. Ooh, that was a reach.
That's what 50 thought.
But that doesn't mean 50's right. Because as much as G-Unit was out of popping, you and I both played Joe Budden. Let's not act like that. We wasn't rocking Joe Budden on the mixtapes, man. Come on now. We were we not?
I was. I played G-Unit way more. Go ahead. Now let's talk about it. I played G-Unit more.
Yeah, but you know, we played G-Unit more. But the point I'm making is we both was playing Joe Budden.
That's
come
right.
on, my nigga.
That's right.
Grass, all that.
Here's the thing. 50's not talking about wax. 50 said, I'm going to just fuck you up. So, fuck. It ain't wax. So, what you going to do, rap, Joe? 50
man,
you
need 50. You need to take that energy. You need to take that energy and work on your relationship with your oldest son, my nigga. Stop worrying about fighting other niggas,
oh,
my dude. Yeah, I'm
that's
telling
a
you.
Low blow, my nigga.
No, it's not a low blow. That's facts. We don't talk facts up here.
That's
we not
that's
we not Hot 97. We got the rest of these niggas out here.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Fuck.
I think it's super petty that 50. See, you're not on IG. But 50 be on IG highlighting every single time he's with his son from Daphne Joy, and he's showing them on helicopter rides. He's showing them with chinchillas on, like he's showing him all this shit he's doing while he got an older son who he's never around Marquise, and that's petty because you know Marquise sees it, and you know Marquise sees it, and you know the mother. Sees
I want
it,
niggas
like, really?
To take it to the studio, man. I want niggas to rhyme. I want niggas
like
to
Uncle
go
Murder
on beats
and
get at niggas.
You mean like Uncle
better
Murder
than
and
that,
Skill?
Man. Better than that.
But
better
than
that.
That's not what you wanted? They didn't do what you wanted? They came to the studio and they rap.
I want it from the big dogs. I want it from the top tiers. I want it from the top tiers, man.
So I'm going to ask you again.
Niggas, man.
Did Uncle Murder and Mad Skills take it to wax?
Yeah, they took it to wax, but it was like, do I give
what's
a
the
fuck?
Problem? What's the problem?
No. We're talking about Joe Budden, Eminem, 50 Cent. This is a big difference. This is history. The spice behind it, the story behind, the storyline behind this one is much more better than Mad Skills, Leonard Grant, and fucking Mad Skills. It's just, come on. Let's be real. We won't hear from Mad Skills again in December 2018, my nigga. Come on. So, you know. And Uncle Murder's still trying to find hits, so come on. While Casanova's out here getting more hits than you, Uncle Murder. I mean, come on. Can we do something here? Casanova just dropped Set Tripping. I mean, what are we doing? And Run. You know. Just keep the talk. Yo, that Casanova joint. That Set Tripping. Yo, if y'all niggas have not seen Casanova's song or his joint, Set Tripping, man, that's the hardest shit right now, man. That shit is fucking crazy. Man, that shit, I don't subscribe to Blood and Crippin' and all that fucking color flag talk. But, man, that joint is hard. And it's funny. I be watching them other corny niggas, Mel's TV and OG Product. They like to smack DVDs in New York City. And they be showing. And I'm so sick and tired of you young niggas, man. I hate to go on a tangent here. 22 G's and the Blickies and all these other niggas that swear they from Chicago. A lot of you young niggas, man, from New York, man. Y'all, what are we doing, man? Y'all talking about ops and all kind of. Man, shut up. That Chicago shit. Stop biting, man. Fuck. But yeah, I want niggas going on. Black on wax, though, man. That's what it is, man. Take us home, my nigga.
PSA Podcast. Home of LaVar Ball.
What?
And Triple B's. Salute to that man.
No.
His son.
No.
His son is in Lithuania putting on a show. My man LaMelo is taking 40 footers and missing them. And his father says that's great because nothing will stop
he
him taking 40
footers and missing them. And we're saluting him for taking 40 footers and missing them. And we're saluting him for missing.
That's right.
40 I'm lost,
that's
my nigga.
Right.
Lux, please help me. I'm a lost nigga. What are we doing? How are we saluting niggas for missing J's?
Because 40 footers.
And I refuse to watch that filth also. Did you watch that shit?
By the way, I'm watching it. Hell yeah.
Of course you watched. I know you did.
I loved it.
Let the common boys know. You put me on to LeVar Ball's reality show. You watch all that shit. Yeah, you do.
You know what I realized? A lot of the mainstream media do not watch his reality show. LeVar Ball is an international star.
Skip
was.
Skip
like,
watching
they don't
it, Skip was the only nigga I can talk about it.
I'm just saying they don't know because they keep trying to say he's some sideshow clown that nobody knows.
Hey, LeVar,
he's
man, can niggas get their kicks, my nigga? Can niggas get their kicks, man? You out here doing a heist and shit, my nigga. Come on, man. I'm hearing some things, bro. I'm seeing some things on social media. I see niggas talking about it on fucking Undisputed also. You know what I mean? Come on, my nigga. Like, you know, can niggas get their kicks, my G? That's some old slime ball shit. We need to end on there, man. PSA fucking podcast. It's your boys. Y'all already know what it is, man. I try to blow these shits up, man. Got the show-off interview. Got Loso and show-off. Got Daylight. Got this. Ah, got so much shit to work on, man. Yo, also, my niggas, I'm glad I'm out. Subscribe to the channel. Also, I'm looking for an editor, man, to help me edit some shit off PSA podcast. Please holler at me on social media or leave a comment on the bottom, please. Looking for somebody to upload Blog Talk to YouTube. So shout out to your boys, man. One!